WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 219, Getting to Know the Disney Dream. Join us now for another of my Walt Disney World memories as we become familiar with our home for the next 5 days and find out all the amazing things there are for us to do. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Let the countdown begin. As of the release of this episode, we have 212 more days until our Walt Disney World trip. That seems like a big number right now, but that will be in double digits before I know it. It has been a while since we've spent any time at the resort, so I'm super excited to show the kids around. If you have any suggestions, I'd love to hear it, so you know how to contact me on my website. But for now, let's get back to our time on the Disney Dream. If you remember from our last memory, we just boarded the Disney Dream at the start of our 5-day, 4-night cruise. My extended family is all here, and we're super excited to be doing this together. We left off as the family headed up to Cabanas for some lunch and playing in the water on the top deck. Unfortunately, though, the weather isn't cooperating and rainstorms are pushing in, chasing us back inside. But don't worry, this is all fine. There is just as much to do inside as there is outside. So now, instead, we'll get to explore our home for the next 5 days. We join the memory in our cabin as Tracy is FaceTiming with her mom and showing her around while we have internet still here in port. Next, we'll find the rest of the family and try to figure out how to use the onboard app to communicate and how to use those wave phones in our rooms. Then we'll head out to explore the ship and we'll listen along as we pass in front of the movie theaters, through the atrium area below us, and on our way to the Oceaneers Club. Unfortunately, the club is closing for our safety drills, which are about to start, so we'll have to come back and tour the club later. We'll make our way around to Deck 4, Group H, for our drill station, and listen along to the safety spiel as well as hear what an alarm on the ship would sound like. Finally, we get to return to the Oceaneers Club, where we'll get to fly the Millennium Falcon and meet R2-D2, do crafts in Pixie Hollow, and dance on the dance floor. You'll hear me talking to cast members as we get more details about the space and what will happen in here, just kind of how it all works. It's such a cool space, and our kids enjoyed the time that they spent here on the trip, by the way. This episode is just scratching the surface of the spaces on board the Disney Dream. I've cut down the hours of audio I recorded in order to give you just a taste of what we could all see and do. The Disney Cruise Line does not do anything halfway, and the offerings you find are all top-notch. Before we jump into today's memory, I want to remind you that you can find out how to contact and follow me, find show notes, see photos and videos, and of course become a show supporter, all on our wdw-memories.net website. Don't forget, if you like what you hear and you want to support the show, you can become a patron supporter, and as my thank you gift to you, begin receiving ad-free memories for as little as $1 a month. We're holding in about 150 ratings still on Apple Podcasts. Thank you to all of you for your ratings and reviews, but I ask that those of you who haven't left a rating or review yet, help me out. Make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening and give your feedback. Those reviews not only help the show be found by more subscribers, but they also give the potential new listeners an idea of just how great this podcast is. Finally, if you like what the new microphones sound like and want to say thank you, Lou, for upgrading before your cruise, head over to the support page where you can find links to donate to the show. I can't wait to take them into the parks in September and get so many new recordings to share with all of you. Every little bit helps, and I'm so grateful for your support. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now join my family as we check out our rooms, wander the halls, and explore the Oceaneers Club as we begin our 5-day, 4-night cruise.
This will turn into a bunk. Apparently that thing up there will come down.
This drops.
Yeah.
And it'll turn into bunks for the kids somehow. And then we've got lockers over here. Not lockers, but you know, like closets.
Closets.
So.
There's a separate bathroom and shower.
This is the shower and sink.
Yeah. Very compact.
And then there's...
Oh, yes.
Toilet and sink.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's two.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll help a little bit, huh?
Yeah, two separate doors. Let's take my key, then.
So
there's mine.
What level are you on? Are you
waiting out? Oh, we're on
level 7.
We're on 7 of 11? So we're about mid...
I think there's actually maybe 12.
Yeah. Do you know where the kids are? What room Jared is?
No.
I'm gonna try to find the kids. He went this way, I thought.
Trying to. We are 70-31, and Mina's 70-68. So 70.
Are you still there, Mom?
Seven, oh, there's Jer. We were just coming to find you guys. We were going to take them down to the kids' clubs.
Okay.
Oh, and
yeah, we're just getting
say hi to
ours.
Hi, Grandpa.
What's that?
Hey, look
at you. Cool.
I'm so glad you're having fun.
All right, so have you found Dad yet?
Yeah.
Deck 4, starboard side.
Come on, let me turn my...
Where are you guys at?
We're like right over in that corner.
Oh, okay. Good.
Where's the line?
So it's like
I don't know.
Really that far.
Yeah. The line's down there or down there?
Daddy,
where's
the
line? Where's the line?
Okay, so Fernando.
Down there.
Jer?
Yes. Fernando just found me.
Fernando just texted me. Did you?
Yeah, I went over and connected with him.
You sure?
I gave him all the stuff.
Well, do you have your number, though? Because I haven't found you yet on here.
Oh,
let me, find me?
Yeah,
no, I don't have you,
number.
Kathy.
Let me text you.
Do you want my number or should I?
Got two cards.
Oh, my word, you can send Mickey Mouse emoticons.
Oh, yes.
What? You can...
Ah, you found one. Me, Catherine, Fernando, Jeremy, Tracy.
That's starting, so at least we're beginning.
Oh, no, there's Disney and then Marvel. And then Star Wars and Disney Pixar.
Daddy, where are you going?
You can't find your card?
Okay. I think. Did I? Yes.
What did you do with it?
through, so you did the group chat did work.
What did you do with it?
I'll get it.
Yeah. Gotta use them all while we're on this.
You have a different room, but you have
a window seat. Hey, kiddos, come on. We were going to go downstairs and see the kids' clubs. There's a bunk that comes down from the ceiling.
Okay.
So that's the second bed. That'll be.
So plus three. So, Jer, how did you do that group chat?
When I went to send, I just pressed the plus button.
You just keep adding people?
Yeah, when I went to compose, yeah. I want to choose.
Oh, you just keep adding. Oh, and then you can choose as many. We can start everybody. Have you guys gotten Mina on here yet?
No, she hadn't downloaded the app yet. It was still.
Or Dad?
Processing. And Louis, Dad was the same thing. It was still downloading.
It took
Maybe they should sign up for the ship Wi-Fi then.
That's what I got them to.
The 50 for one day or whatever, the free one day, 50 megabyte, whatever.
Yeah.
Because then mine went within 5 minutes while you guys were in.
Oh, you guys were blocking the people again.
Sorry about that.
We have a tendency to do that.
There we go. Okay. All right, let's go. Let's go check out stuff.
Right, yeah, there's Star Wars.
Where are you going first, Susie?
Just gonna send emoticons to each other now.
What I couldn't figure out was how to use regular phones. Like, I couldn't even unlock it. Did you try it at all?
No, I've got it with me.
I couldn't even unlock it.
You just press the middle, a little, like 2 seconds, and then.
Press OK and start.
Yeah, and I did that. And I don't know what the OK button is for one. So we're right here. This is us.
Right where?
Wait, guys, wait.
OK, good. All right, so what's your number? What room?
7031.
Is it ringing? Sorry.
That's it at the end. I dialed and then. And maybe I'm 70311 because this is there's one and a two. There's two phones.
So mine says it's. Oh, yeah, I'm on 75182.
Yeah.
What's the Londo's number?
But so how did you undo seven. It? What did you press? What's
so the center number? And then star.
So it's
there you go. Eight? It's unlocked. Nope.
That was unlocked?
Yeah.
No, that's not it. Where are you,
there you
going
go.
Nope. First?
Mine was.
What
I don't know.
What is your number? Huh?
You, what did you say your number was? 70181.
to so the
you're
Disney Pixar.
You're 75.
I want to go to Star Wars.
I'm calling somebody. I don't know what room you're
751.
So we could go there.
I don't know.
Two, right?
Yes.
Ah, see, that's how. So that I needed the one and the two.
Did you figure it out?
I turned down your call. Rejected it.
Oh no.
Watch your step.
Kids clubs.
Oceaneer
Club, yes. Here, y'all want to just take the stairs? Oh, psst, stop, Mikey.
Guys, stop.
You're not playing.
Is he already doing that?
He's playing one of the detective games. Hello?
Okay, good. At least I know it works.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, I do.
State rooms, Disney Oceaneer Clubs.
So does it know where you are when you get on the ship app thing?
I've been looking. I can't figure it out. That's one of the boats, escape boats.
So the theater should be right in here. Yeah, that's the theater.
So Christopher Robin
is showing at 5:30 and 8:15 here.
You want to see it real quick? Presented in 3D, is that what I just... Select movies presented in 3D.
Cribble 2. Woohoo!
What's our show? The Slide Hole Guy. We're late show at... One of the side holders that they buy the rent from the mine and they are known as a mine to market.
That's the mine.
So they're ethically sourced, beautiful piece of tanzanite, the highest quality tanzanite. They only use the top 3% of the world's best tanzanite. And it's a whole store solely dedicated.
Yeah, I saw the sticker. Oh, yes, it's very good.
Nina hasn't seen it.
What?
You need to see it. We haven't seen Christopher Robin.
I haven't seen that either.
Well, life. So it shows like every day, so.
Hello. What's the best way to get to the Adventurers, to the Oceaneers Club?
Just keep going that way.
That way?
Right.
All right, thank you. So this is the detective agency that you can sign up for. That's what that kid was playing. That's where you sign up for it.
Just today they already have 20.
Ooh.
You know,
the
place you can go to all the time.
So.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We got some kids here for the first time. We're kind of curious what we need to do. Okay.
Oh, we can stay here as a family.
You can see some of the stuff.
Just today?
Yes. After this, we're not allowed back in. This is our one shot as adults to go in there.
Oh, really?
Yes, we have one.
So you have to share that information with all of the grown-ups.
What did we use?
Because I can see confusing.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, what? Because it's not that it's not.
Oh, that's right.
I think I switched it. I hope I did. Priscilla, can we double check it with you? Yes, all four. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And so come back after the drills. And it's open house again.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So.
So do we need to go like meet our personal navigator or something?
At 3:45, see my personal navigator. No, the personal navigator is the documents. But it's supposed to, it told us that we're supposed to meet on deck 4. We're group H, but we're down on 4, I think, right?
What did it say on the back of the door about where we're supposed to go?
What floor? Do you remember? Where are we meeting for the drills? Is it deck 4?
So on your key, the world card, it tells you...
I got letter H. Oh, you got a cheat sheet. See, I was hoping somebody might have something.
Yeah, it's going to be deck 4, starboard side. So the...
right. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll figure this out before we're done, I'm sure.
You got it.
Thank you. All right, so we are deck four, starboard side. Yes. Check with her real quick. They've got like a cheat sheet. And they told me exactly. But you may be starboard or port. We're starboard towards the front. All right, should we go downstairs? All right, gotta go downstairs. And we're to the left. This way. All right, so we are H, and they said starboard, right? Hello.
We have to go to different places just for now.
We'll catch up with you guys afterwards. We're going to go back to the Oceaneer Club, okay? Well, actually, there's the thing in here. This is where they're going to do the castaway sail-off party. It's going to be here in the lobby. That's what the guy... It's... Well, it was raining.
It's not raining now.
I don't know. Maybe they'll tell us differently.
Evolution is in. What is the statue?
Shuffleboard.
Okay, perfect.
J H. Oh. Oh, we're in front of H.
Attendance you. Is mandatory, and you must bring your key to the World Cup with you in order to confirm attendance. Please arrive on time and follow okay. signs posted in corridors to your letter assembly station. Please note that all crew services will be suspended during the drill. Thank you.
I love that.
Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, the Disney Dreams mandatory guest assembly drill will begin in 5 minutes. Once the alarm sounds, bring your key to the World Card and follow the signs and directions of the designated crew to your assembly station. Pay particular attention.
Can you guys
to
see
the
water churning up beside us on the other boat?
The Disney Dreams smoke detection system is linked to all stateroom phones. In the event that the smoke detector in a stateroom is activated, the system will automatically cause the stateroom phone to ring as an awareness alarm. Shortly after the activation of the stateroom smoke detector, the bridge officer will be calling the stateroom. This is to check on the status of the guest and the room. The Disney Dream also has audible alarms installed in the corridors outside guest staterooms. Upon hearing one of these alarms, please leave the area and notify the nearest crew member or call guest services. Your help in responding to one of these alarms will add to the safety of our guests, crew, and ship. If you smell smoke or discover a fire, press one of the red fire alarm call point buttons.
They can call my room to wake me up if they smell smoke, but they don't know when their own alarms are going off.
In the event of a fire and drone drills, fireproof doors may block your route. Although these doors are heavy, they may be opened by hand and will close automatically behind you. The Disney Dream is equipped with low-level emergency lighting, which is installed in the floors of the corridors to help guide you to the exits. It is important that you do not use elevators in an emergency.
Yeah, that's one thing that should be on the card.
Because you could become trapped in the event of a power failure. there are other signals that do not directly affect passengers. These signals may also be heard during the cruise when a crew drill is held.
75, 18.
Drills by ship announcements.
Yes.
Three long blasts of the ship's whistle is the signal for man overboard. If you should see anyone fall over the ship's side, you should throw a life buoy or anything else that will float over the side, shout man overboard, and immediately notify the nearest crew member. Once again, the mandatory guest assembly drill will take place in a few moments' time. Please start to make your way to your assembly station. Please take no food or drinks and refrain from smoking and the use of cell phones during the drill. If you have small children or have sensitive hearing, you may want to cover your ears. At the completion of this announcement, the general alarm will be sounded.
It's going to get loud. Got your attention.
Try that with hearing aid.
A squeal, probably a little bit.
You feel everything.
A reminder, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, today's mandatory guest assembly drill has now begun. Any guests who are still in their stateroom or on their balconies must now proceed to their assembly station. Your assembly station is located on your key to the world card. Again, a reminder. Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, today's mandatory guest assembly drill has now begun. Any guests who are still in their staterooms or on their balconies must proceed to their assembly station immediately. Thank you.
All right, everybody, welcome to your assembly station. From now on, please let me hear our full and undivided attention during this multi-corporate drill. Tell me how we got the best weather today.
Thank you.
your attention. Thank you so much. And I love you all. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, on behalf of the captain and his crew, we thank you for attending this guest. The drill is hereby completed.
Work, not right now.
A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys. This is Captain Andy speaking from the bridge. I'd like to welcome you all aboard the Disney Dream and thank you for choosing to sail with us. Very shortly, we will be getting underway and heading out towards Nassau, where we will dock at approximately 9:15 tomorrow morning. Now, regarding the weather tonight, on the way to Nassau, we do expect some more squalls and some fairly strong winds from the east. The seas will be moderate and somewhere in the region of 6 to 8 feet. And a little bit later, when we do cross the Gulf Stream, that will be around about 8 o'clock tonight, you may feel some increased ship's movement. So a little bit later tonight, after we set sail, around about 8 o'clock onwards, you will feel some increased vessel's movement. This is perfectly normal and is caused by us crossing the Gulf Stream. Now for the moment, I will go up, get the ship ready for departure, and I pass you on to our cruise director, Carly. So enjoy your evening aboard, and I will see you around the ship later. Carly.
Thank you so much, Captain. Well, a very good afternoon, everybody, and welcome aboard the beautiful Disney Dream. Now, due to evening weather, we are going to bring the sunshine inside and invite all of you to join us to our big sailing away celebration starting at 4:30 in the lobby atrium. That's the heart of the Disney
10 minutes,
Dream.
They're doing the doing the sail away party in the lobby.
It's exactly where we're boarding this afternoon. So come and join the crew staff.
I want to see the sail away party. It's big and pink.
Disney characters as your Disney Dream vacation begins. So once again, this big sail away celebration will be happening in the lobby atrium. This can be seen from deck 3, deck 4, or deck 5 midship. Also tonight, we're proud to present the first of our Broadway star
we're deck 4.
We have the Golden Mickeys and so many of your favorite Disney films. That's
forward.
In the Walt Disney Theatre, decks 3 and deck 4 forward, with two showtimes tonight at 6:15 and 8:30 opposite the Diamond Times.
Steering.
But right now, I'll see everybody heading into the lobby
that's
atrium
steering.
As we say goodbye to stress and hello to vacation at our big sailing celebration. Once again, welcome aboard the beautiful Disney Dream.
I saw a very heavily armed U.S. Coast Guard, launch boat type thing. I mean, it was just a smaller one, and there's a guy on the front that I swear was missing. I could be wrong, maybe.
Probably.
Like a big one that was mounted on the front of the boat, you know, just...
Let's keep going.
Oh, they're right there.
Yeah.
They're right there.
That's our escort.
Yeah, I was trying to wave at them, but I don't think they can see me. But look on the front. See that thing he's got? Isn't
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Michael, can you see the boat? See that? These guys are very heavily armed.
Yeah.
Right, to the club?
Yeah.
All right. To the club. Hey, Lonzo.
Oh.
So if we already have ours, can we just go
out? Let's go around.
Here for open house?
Yep. We checked in before, but we haven't gotten a chance to look. You guys were closing when we walked up.
Yeah, of course. So take a wipe for your hands, and you guys can go on in and explore.
Okay.
Oh, do you have something to carry this in, or do I have to?
I've been sticking them in pockets.
Everyone's welcome to come in. It's open house currently until 5:30.
All righty.
It's asked that everybody either uses a sanitation wipe or wash your hands.
Okay.
You do not even have to check it.
So when they normally would come, they just swipe and
yes.
They can
do. So one thing normally when we're in locked security, it's going on like this. The children tap their hands with one of the people who are at a desk, and we let them in.
Okay.
And these stay locked the whole time.
Okay.
Oh my God, I love
and adults are not allowed in here after this?
Unfortunately, no.
That's what I was calling.
I just
want
to wash my hands.
Wash your hands. Like, yeah.
I have parents who will
when
they pick up their
This is our one shot of being in here, honey. After this, they won't let us back. All right, you're going to have to take a picture of me on this one. Mikey! Make it fly.
I was trying to see to look at it. Do you want to look at it and see it?
Yeah, that works.
I got it. Fly it.
Beat him. You won. Yay. Good flying, guys. All right, somebody else's turn. Y'all go say hi to R2.
You wanna go in the, is that Winnie the Pooh?
Say hi back. Hi. 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 Bye. Susie, who do you think's in here?
Mia, let's go get checked in. Hold on, we gotta go check them in so you can stay and play.
Up here, look. You see all the different fairies? One, two. This craft thing. Well, and then while they're in here, Mickey Mouse will come by, or Star Wars characters will come by, and they'll play games and do activities normally.
Just for the kids.
Just for the kids. After this afternoon, we're not even allowed back in.
What's the age group here?
3 to 4 to 10? Excuse me.
Hi.
Quick question. I know you're busy. What's the age group for this room usually?
3 to 12.
3 to 12.
And then they choose where they want to play.
Okay. So, because we've got cousins that range all in that area, so we might have, they may want to stay together, they may want to split up. All right. Well, thank you. Just sort of rocks a little bit. So characters will come join them at different times.
On this side, there's a lot of characters that come to play with them.
This side?
Yes.
Meaning?
Like,
not...
this is the club versus the lab.
Okay, and there's a lab back this way we haven't seen. Okay. Can I go back there? Is that open?
Not
as well?
Right now. The open house is already finished because it's already, children are being dropped off.
Oh. Can I peek at the doorway? Can I look in the doorway? Is it as far as I'm going?
No, the wall is closed. You can't see it here. If you went outside and down the hall, then you can see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do they do in the lab?
They have an open house as well.
Okay, what do they do in the lab?
The lab is more science, cooking,
cool.
Detective,
solution project,
crafts, video games, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Where here, it's the more imaginative, interactive.
Okay.
So we'll have princess story time. Corporal Green will come and teach them how to be soldiers from Toy Story.
Cool.
All kinds of different Mickey's Puzzle Playtime, where the classics will come, the classic characters come and do activities with them.
Okay.
We have a Neverland program.
Okay.
Peter Pan made.
Fun. All right. And is that on the schedule? Can I see what?
All the programs are on the schedule.
Okay.
However, the characters, because they are never guaranteed, it will not say a character will be at this show.
Okay. Makes sense.
But
that's fair enough.
I can tell you which ones potentially have a character that will show up.
Okay. Do kids get time to interact with the character when they're here?
They play with the character and dance with the character, so there's no autographs or photos.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
At the end of every show, we can tell the kids, wash your hands, use the restroom.
Yeah,
we are really good at recognizing the body there.
Okay.
You gotta see this. That's what I'm trying to show him. This one's not doing well. Let's go do something else. Yeah, they keep stuttering.
They stutter, always stuttering for you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but you can come in here and play Xbox games. Yeah, I'm feeling it moving. Yep. And they're all playing Disney Xfinity. And I wonder if you can ask them if you can have a character out of here.
It wasn't working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Keep going this way.
Well, the very Canadian ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, this is the first
part of the
I'd like to welcome back one of our Costway Club members and a special welcome home to our magazine.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.